So over 300,000 unaccompanied immigrant children under the age of 18, they've been let in to the U.S. under Biden. And we don't really know where the vast majority of them are. We don't know. Remember about 10 months ago, there was, you know, report 85,000. It just kind of disappeared somewhere in the United States with unaccompanied adults. And we don't really know. Yep, we lost track. Can't figure out where they are. Does this seem right to you? No. Now it's up to 300,000. Let's get into it. Here we go. This is kind of where we started, and now we're escalating, and a report came out as a result of this kind of thing going on. And now it's 300K. Do you see how we're getting all of this information sent back to us? Oh, yeah, it was actually 320,000 people that were flown into the United States from the Biden administration's One app, the Customs and Border Protection One app. Yeah, that was 320,000 people. And then we lost another 300,000 here. Yeah, there's, you know, coming up on 750,000 people. It's not quite that much, but, you know, round up, always round up, right? I mean, there are so many people just rattling around the United States. It's insane, right? It's insane. Let's watch this video.
Whistleblowers are revealing that the Biden administration is releasing young migrant children into the arms of adult supervisors who have not been properly vetted with a background check. And that's coming from Representative Juan Ciscomani.
Now we have 85,000 missing unaccompanied minors.
All of those young children this were processed through the port of entry here in the U.S., but now there are no sign of them anywhere.
These are the minors that are sent up by their parents with a last-ditch hope that they can make it to the land of opportunity and have a better shot at life.
Now lawmakers are calling on the Biden administration to reveal how many minors were allowed into the country and were turned over to adult sponsors who weren't vetted properly. Representative Ciscomani says the House has ways to hold the Biden administration accountable.
We have the power of the purse. I'm in the Appropriations Committee, and we're gonna use any pressure point here with the administration that is necessary to get their attention.
Ciscomani says these young children are being forced into sex slavery and child labor rings. In his letter, he calls out Health and Human Secretary Javier Becerra and Homeland Security of Secretary Services Alejandro Mayorkas, accusing them of not doing anything to help find these young missing children.
We want to continue to drive resources to the border. We're going to do that, and they're going to come with accountability factors as well. Secretary Mayorkas and Secretary Becerra need to answer the questions that I asked them on these letters. Where are these kids? What are we doing about it? What are we doing with the ones that are coming in now?
We reached out to multiple Democratic lawmakers and still haven't heard anything back. Now, next Thursday, Title 42 is set to expire, so shelters here in southern Arizona are preparing for an influx of migrants to come across the border. Reporting live from Midtown, Gabrielle Parrish, News 4 Tucson.
And come across the border, they did. They came across the border in numbers like we have literally never, ever seen. And now we've gone from 85,000. We thought that was shocking. Now we've, you know, that just kind of, you know, that just entered into the United States consciousness. Oh, 85,000. Now we're over 300,000. So we're kind of immune to the 85. 85 was actually pretty good. Now we're at 300,000. But what I would say is, as a parent, could you imagine, you know, maybe releasing a 16-year-old boy, 17-year-old boy, 18-year-old boy, something in that age range where they're mostly fully grown? Okay. Yeah. All right. They're going to get killed, or they're going to get, something's going to happen to them. How about like a 12-year-old girl? How about like a 10-year-old boy, 11-year-old boy, 10-year-old? You know what I mean? I mean, having as a parent, having to make that decision of, okay, they're either going to get, something really bad is going to happen to him, to happen to them here in Venezuela, or we roll the dice. And we hope that they get through that gauntlet of, you know, making it into the U.S. And then we hope that the U.S. takes care of them. But the end result is we don't know. The Biden administration has released over 300,000 unaccompanied immigrant children into the United States after they crossed the border illegally. The head of the Department of Health and Human Services admitted to concerned House Republicans Wednesday. I've got concern over the 300,000. 5,000 children. Could you imagine? I mean, where'd they go? I don't really want to know, right? I mean, that's one of those. Not good. I mean, your head just goes to the absolute worst, right? Or organ, you know, selling of illegal organs, one of those. Sex trafficking, indentured servitude, forced labor. Not good. Republicans grilled the HHS secretary, Javier Becerra, for details on the extent of which immigrant children have come over the border and been released into the country, including to unrelated adults, rather than being deported back to their home countries. What's worse? What's worse? Coming to the United States and, here you go. Let's go. You can go to Uncle Jim there. He's going to treat you real well. Uncle Jim, he's your new family member. We don't know anything about Uncle Jim. Uncle Jim's just, come on, kids. Let's go. Got candy. Nah, they're not all like that, but we don't know. That's the bottom line, right? We don't know. We don't know who the, you know, these folks are that are taking the kids. We don't know where the kid's gone. Just a quick 300,000 somewhere out there. I mean, you thought Epstein's island was, you know, a big deal. Where'd the 300,000 go here? Probably over 300,000 in the last 3 years or so, Becerra said in a rare public admission about the magnitude of the border crisis. No previous administration, including two-term presidents, have released as many children. And he's done it inside of 4 years. Yeah. I mean, that is some crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Children, kids under 18. The figure is on par with the data at the HHS website, which indicates 392,000 children have been let go to sponsors in the United States since October 2020, which includes the final 4 months of the Trump administration. Remember when people were worked up about the kids being separated from their parents? At least they were in the same state. Yeah. Were they in a, you know, were they locked up in a cage? I thought that was just, it's like, they're doing security here, folks. I mean, come on now. The number pales in comparison to even previous two-term presidential administrations and exemplifies the effect that the border crisis continues to have, not just on border authorities, but on unrelated agencies. Where did all the kids, I mean, the kids should be showing up with some of these social agencies, right? Hey, got a kid here that doesn't have any parents. And they said that foster parent was no good. I mean, some of those stories should be coming up. If you see him, let me know. I mean, it's got to be out there. With 300,000, like, I was sold into sex trafficking. They took my, you know, spare kidney, whatever it is. That's got to be out there because it's happening to these kids. You know it is. A Washington Examiner analysis of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection data revealed that more than 464,000 unaccompanied minors have been apprehended at the border between Biden's first full month in office in 2021 in January 2024. I mean, this is, it's wrong in so many ways, so many ways. There's an end goal here, and I still haven't really figured out, why are we doing this? What's going on? I know Elon Musk, he reshared a video. It was a quick video that kind of highlighted what he thought the issues were. And or it was a quick video that kind of described why all this is going on. Maybe it's true. Immigrant children began arriving alone at the southern border early on in Biden's term, following the Department of Homeland Security's decision not to return children to Mexico, as had been the Trump administration's protocol during the pandemic. The last several years have seen between 125,000 and 150,000 children arrive alone annually, far below the 68,000 record in 2014 under Barack Obama and 80,000 under former President Donald Trump in 2019. So just literally taking in almost double, just almost double. Yeah, come on in. Go see Uncle Jimmy. Jimmy's going to treat you right. Trust me. Under normal circumstances, children without parents are taken into Border Patrol custody after they walk across the border and are to be transferred within 72 hours to HHS, which has jurisdiction over caring for children. But the influx of children prompted the Biden administration to take emergency action responding to the arrivals and has continued to, despite Republicans' calls to deter children from coming. We're not deterring anybody from coming, are we? Just back, come on in. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We'll give you a car. We'll give you, housing. We'll give you food. We'll give you whatever. You can ride the scooters illegally. You can do whatever you want. You can squat in homes. If you know the laws, you're going to be great here. This is going to go great. You might have to sleep on the sidewalk for a little bit, but, housing for all, mostly. Biden created tent cities at various spots up and down the border where unaccompanied children could be housed. I mean, this is not compassionate. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but it's not this. Yeah, I'm not really sure where they are. Yeah, they could be out there. I hope they are. I hope they're doing okay. Maybe they can send us a postcard sometime. Horrible. HHS sped up the release process by easing its vetting and screening process of sponsors and others in the household. HHS conducts criminal public records checks on the specific sponsor, though a sex offender registry check is not required by law. Not required by law. That seems reasonable, doesn't it? I mean, sex offender, children. I mean, yeah, nothing's going to happen there. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. And household members are not required to be screened. So if you got a sex offender in your household, no, we're not checking anybody out. It's all good. It's all good. That 14-year-old girl, she's going to be fine. She's going to do just fine. That's terrible. The child may remain in the U.S. through immigration court proceedings for illegally entering into the border at the border. Cases can take a couple of years to a decade to resolve. We know people are getting court cases for 2031. Just years down the road. Years down the road. So what else do we have here? It's not a statutory obligation, but we make a commitment to try and follow up with every child that we place with at least 3 phone calls to this child and 3 phone calls to this sponsor. And what they're saying is that, 300,000 of them are not really sure. They're somewhere out there. Yeah, we lost track of them. But you can see, maybe they go with family. I'm hoping. Maybe they go into a community somewhere where, so they've got friends, they've got family. I don't know. But so many of these kids, you hear these stories about these kids showing up at the border. And they've got a name and a number written down on a piece of paper. And that's literally what they've carried for like 2,000 miles, through 7 countries, through the Darien Gap, if they made it through. Just it's nuts. And the United States, with the way that we're handling the border, we are literally just saying, hey, come on in. Come on in. This is going to be great. Come on in. Let's party. Let's go. Come on in. Becerra said that the HHS provides children with information about who to call if the sponsor they are released to or someone else is abusing or neglecting them. That's not going to matter. These kids are in a foreign country. They don't know where they are. They don't have any adult that they can trust. And you're telling them, hey, there's a number. Go ahead and give them a ringy ring. On what phone? Do they have phones? Do they get phones? Probably. So they can call if the sponsor they are released to or someone else is abusing or neglecting them. They don't have anybody else to rely on, right? So they're children and they're trying to figure out which way is up. They're in a new country. They may not speak the language. The story just goes on and on and on. This is just, it's so ridiculous that this is happening. We try to make sure that We try to make sure that they're aware that they can call a hotline number where we will try to make sure that they get assistance, said Becerra. Another governmental entity. Oh, yeah, call this hotline. It's going to be great. It's like in Pittsburgh, you're going to be calling the hotline of, my home's being broken into, but there's only 20 cops in the Pittsburgh police force right now, so I know my call is going to a voicemail. So if somebody could come help me. That's what's going to happen with this, with these kids calling this hotline number. Nothing. Because these kids they're in the hot seat. If they've got something bad going on to them, they're not going to reach out and call. And that's just not how this works, right? The whole thing is just so upside down from the get-go that it makes absolutely zero sense. So what are we going to do? Make that vote count, right? This nonsense has got to stop. This is just ridiculous. Could you imagine if this would have happened under Trump's watch? Oh my word. This would be front page news all day, every day. Where are they? What happened to them? What happened to little Johnny? What happened to Susie? We saw Susie walking off and they went with somebody. Where are those people? Where is the stranger danger? What is happening? Where is the accountability? Where is the accountability from this administration? Legacy media would just be all over it, right? Just day after day. And instead, it's kind of up to guys like me calling this out, going, hey, this isn't normal. This is an ongoing massive shenanigan. What are we doing? A lot of people are coming into the country. Can't really work out where some of them are. And if some of them are minors, it's a numbers game. You let 8 million people into the country, you're going to have a certain percentage that are under the age of 18. They're minors. You know, you've seen them come across as young as like 8, 9, 10, unaccompanied. I mean, those children are barely able. I have kind of the benchmark for me is when your kid can pour his own bowl of cereal and, you know, pour milk in there and not just F it up. You know, drop the milk. You know, just create this huge mess. When your kid can get to that age, what is that? Maybe five-ish. They're able to coordinate all that kind of stuff. I can't remember what it was. But these kids are barely beyond, you know, pouring their own cereal. And they're going into a country where there's known sex trafficking. There's known human trafficking. I mean, the cartels don't care. They're just a commodity to them. So you're knowingly putting these kids into this situation. They can barely pour cereal. And then we're like, not really sure what happened to them. I mean, they're probably out there. I mean, we've got a hotline. There's a hotline. You know, if there's problems, I'm sure that 12-year-old girl, she's going to call a hotline and, you know, get some help. She'll get the help she needs. No, she's down the road. She's down the road. She's hosed, right? Yeah, it's crazy. Thank you so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. The like button for this video if you're finding this entertaining or helpful. Sharing the content is one of the best things you can do. It lets the algorithm know this is good content. Thanks again for being here, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.